It's VATS, the first ever virtual American Trucking Show, exclusively on Radio Nemo. Visit radionemo.com/blog for more on our guests and their VATS promotions.
We are joined by our good friends from Conexiel, Ken Evans, he's the founder and the CEO of Conexiel, and Kristen Ricosi, who, of course, is the marketing director. It's great to have both of you here. Good morning, Ken.
Thank you, Jimmy. Nice to be here.
And good morning to you as well, Kristen.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Thanks for having us.
It is a happy Friday. And Ken, you guys have some really great news, by the way, in regards to Happy Friday, in regards to a lot of the stuff that you're offering. It's a really big deal, and it really couldn't have come at a better time. Can you kind of dig in and tell us about it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're here to help the trucking industry and help the people of the trucking industry, particularly the drivers. And we want to help them drive life through superb technology. So, you know, we're all about helping drivers and their families. We want to be the voice of hope and calm during this storm that we're under. And we also want to find ways to thank truckers for the critical job that they're doing in this economy.
So with that in mind, you guys have a very special offer that is so important. Like I said, right now, it couldn't have come at a better time. Can you kind of touch on that and tell us?
So we launched a new product last week. The listeners of the Nemo show will have heard it last week. But we launched a telemedicine product, a service called GoMedRx. And it's designed to be on-demand, non-emergency access to telemedicine through a board-certified physician. And so we think that in this time of need, it's very important that we all do our part to try to keep drivers healthy and help keep the economy moving. And that's what this service is all about.
Kristen, so,
Go ahead.
I was going to ask Kristen real quick, Ken, and it's a really kind of fun thing. You guys have actually talked about this as like Netflix for healthcare, which I just love.
Yeah, so it's not a new concept, telemedicine, but it's something that, of course, our president and the COVID-19 task force is encouraging people to utilize telehealth and telemedicine services. So we see telemedicine kind of like Netflix for healthcare. You know, you pay your $15 a month per month for the subscription, and then you can utilize the services of the doctors at any time. There are no extra costs or copays, and even if you don't have health insurance, this is a good way to get the health care that you need for those non-emergent issues, such as, you know, common cold or infection or a rash or, you know, pink eye. Say you have a kid with pink eye, you can call the telemedicine, the GoMedRx number, and they will get you the medicine that you need and provide you the support that you need as well.
Ken, one of the things that I just am fascinated by is that it's not just a matter of the telemedicine, which, of course, as you guys pointed out just now, really is about the administration is actually encouraging people to do this. There are so many other things that are available in regards to once you have the service, once you're kind of signed up into it. It's not just a matter of, you know, watching and using this, but there are other things in regards to mental health, in regards to response times, in regards to your family members as well, correct?
Yes, that's exactly right, Jimmy. So we partnered with the nation's leading network for telemedicine, a company called Everywhere.care. So, but basically this is about the total health of the person. So, you know, we say that everything we do has to help improve someone's life physically, socially, spiritually, economically, or environmentally. That kind of determines what we work on. And yes, we did choose this program because not only does it provide access for the everyday healthcare needs, the physical needs, but it also has board-certified counselors available to talk to you if you've got an issue that you want to talk about that's emotional. Or, you know, if some people just are lonely or anxiety or get depression, and those problems are just as serious as, you know, having a rash. And so we're doing this to try to make a holistic solution available. And it also goes with the live stream in our My 20 app, which, by the way, is a free download. But the live stream, you're going to find all sorts of content in the live stream to help with the whole well-being of the person.
You know, Ken, this is Dave. You basically led me right into where I was going to lead you in just a moment. I wanted folks to know that they may not be aware quite yet of GoMedRx. They should be now. Right. We talked earlier, of course, too, on the program. But Conexio, it's a name that doesn't roll off the tongue. It does not. But My 20 certainly does. So I just wanted to tell folks that you're not just coming out of nowhere here. You're the guys behind the My 20 ELD, the Go Fuel, Go Load, all of that. So you have both feet fully planted in the trucking world.
Yeah, absolutely. So we agree with you, Dave. Connect Fuel's not the easiest thing to say or spell. So we came up with My 20. We believe it is the brand for the trucking industry. All of our products that you see us make, a physical product, are going to have the My in front of it. So if you know, all your Apple products have iMac, the iPhone, mm-hmm. the iPad. Well, this is My 20. There's a My Lock coming. There's a My Lens coming for a camera system. And all of our services you're always going to find with Go in front of them. So we've got Go Load to help you find freight. We've got Go Fuel, which gives you a substantial discount off of retail fuel prices. And then, obviously, we're here to talk about GoMedRx, which is telehealth. So we've been around for, this is our fourth year. We're really excited about serving the industry. And I think, go find a My 20 customer and ask them what they think of us. That's the best thing that you could do to find out about us. We don't spend tons of money on click ads or anything like that. We believe that you should build a superb set of technology and the service to go with it.
You know, Kristen, as Ken used the word that I was actually going to reach for before he got there first, and I'm glad he did. You talk about the idea of a holistic approach, and the whole program is kind of set up to kind of not just talk about physical health, but mental health, emotional health, wellness, and an overall attitude. There are two things I want to touch on, one of which is the fact that you guys really want people to kind of get in touch with you, be a part of what you're trying to do. There are so many ways to get in touch and be part of this conversation. Can you point people in the right direction in regards to websites and resources that they can tune into and get in touch with? And I'll get to the second question in a second.
Of course, thanks. So you can find us by Googling My20MY20. That's the easiest way to find us because, as we've mentioned, Conexio is not the easiest word to spell. You can also find us on social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. And just a funny story here about Facebook. This week we posted a funny little, image that says, after all this is over, we should make October 4th a national holiday for truck drivers, a big 10-4 for truck drivers. And it kind of went viral. Like, we were very surprised that, everyone agreed with us and agreed that the truckers are the ones who are, they're putting themselves out there on the line. And, they can't just stay home because they have to keep loads rolling and keep products on the shelves for all of the families across America. So we also started a petition to make 10-4 a national holiday. And so you can find that on our Facebook page at Conexial, KonexIAL.
So, Ken, I got to tell you, I was delighted. I got up, and one of the first things I found shared on my Facebook with me was you actually asked me to kind of push this, and we are doing just that. If you guys go to my Facebook page, Jimmy Mack with the microphone that says On Air, you'll find that Ken has posted to my page to sign the petition at change.org. This is a really important thing to you, isn't it, Ken?
It is, Jimmy. I mean, with the events of the past 2 weeks, it has become crystal clear in the mind. I mean, those of us in the industry always knew the value that trucking provides, but now all of my professional contacts, all of my family and friends, they see how important trucking is. And they want, the country wants a way to express its gratitude. Yes, we're in the storm. Yes, we're in the crisis. But the country is grateful for what our industry is doing. And we wanted to find some small way that we could suggest to the president, and it is a petition to the president, that when this crisis subsides, we don't want to forget. We want to make it a national holiday.
Ken Evans, of course, and Kristen Ricosi have joined us there with Conexio. And, well, it's been a remarkable way to spend the time with you guys, and such a great place to end this. But, Kristen, before we do, one more time, tell people where they can go and be a part of this conversation.
Of course, you can go to our website at www.connectseal.com or Google search My20. You can also call us at 865-888-6920.
Thank you, Ken.
Hey, thank you, Jimmy. Appreciate you, what you and Dave are doing. I think having VATS as a virtual experience is just it's a blessing, and thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you, Kristen. What an absolute pleasure talking to both of them, Dave, wasn't it?
Yes, indeed. K-O-N-E-X-I-A-L. Actually, it's spelled just like it's pronounced, yeah, which probably makes it even harder. But all you got to do is Google My20, M-Y-2-0, and you'll see the links there.